بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had mentioned the prohibition laid down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as far as unnecessarily associating with and befriending the Yahud and the Nasara. In today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the reason that the people of Iman would put forward as far as their association with their befriending the Yahud and Nasara in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what was mentioned is that Islam was just beginning, it was still in the foundational phase, still growing. And the concern and the fear was that if perchance the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to fail, and if we cut off all ties with the Yahud and Nasara, we are not close to them, we do not befriend them now, and a time comes where they are once again in charge, they are dominant, then we will be in trouble and they will create difficulty for us. It will not be easy for us to live under them anymore. So therefore, for this reason, the people of Iman would try to befriend them. In other words, they wanted their bread buttered on both sides. They wanted to be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at the same time, they wanted to be in the good books of the Yahud and Nasara. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this. فَتَرَى الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ يُسَارِعُونَ فِيهِمْ يَقُولُونَ نَخْشَىٰ أَن تُصِيبَنَا دَائِرَةٌ Allah says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you will see those people in whose hearts there is a disease. In other words, the iman is not complete, is not perfect. They have weakness of iman. So you will see them يُسَارِعُونَ فِيهِمْ hastening towards these Yahud and Nasara, hastening to befriend them, to become close to them. And saying to you or offering this excuse before you that نَخْشَىٰ أَن تُصِيبَنَا دَائِرَةٌ we fear that some calamity may befall us. In other words, that Islam will be dominated, will be overpowered, and therefore we want to become close to these people. So Allah says that perhaps the opposite will happen. فَعَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَأْتِيَ بِالْفَتْحِ أَوْ أَمْرٍ مِّنْ عِنْدِهِ فَيُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا أَسَرُّوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ نَادِمِينَ that perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may bring about some victory for the people of Iman. Islam may become dominant, and this is of course what did happen. Oh, amrin min indihi, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make some decision for the victory of Islam, for the dominance of Islam. فَيُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا أَسَرُّوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ نَادِمِينَ then what will be the condition of these people? They will become completely regretful over this which they had concealed within their hearts. In other words, this fear that they had, where they did not trust or they did not accept the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Islam will dominate, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's mission will be successful. This doubt that they had regarding this, they will become regretful. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions what will their condition be in the akhirat. وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا that the people who had true iman, true belief in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they see these people of weak faith or these hypocrites, then they will pass this comment and say, أَهَٰؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ أَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ إِنَّهُمْ لَمَعَكُمْ They will say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or to one another, that are these the people who used to take oaths and swear in Allah's name that they are on our side, they are with us. Whereas in reality, they were on the side of the Yahud and Nasara. They did not trust us. They did not trust Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fully. So what is their condition in the hereafter? حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ Their actions have all gone to waste. Whatever efforts they had made as far as iman was concerned, because their iman was weak, their faith was weak, their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was weak, their actions have all gone to waste. فَأَصْبَحُوا خَاسِرِينَ And they have become the greatest losers. In other words, in this world also, they were neither here nor there. And in the hereafter as well, they have lost the benefit of whatever iman they may have had. So here again we find what is being taught to us in this particular verse is that a person who brings iman, a person who believes in Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he should submit completely. He should trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decisions. He should trust the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he should rely solely and only upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether he finds himself in a position of dominance or he finds that he is overpowered in this world. He should still place his faith upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should never turn to those who do not have iman those who are the enemies of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you should never become too close to them, befriend them unnecessarily. As we had mentioned yesterday, yes, we can interact with the non-Muslims. We are in fact encouraged to be kind to them, to show good akhlaq, good character to them. But the intention is to try and bring them closer to Islam. But to befriend them, to take them as our confidants, to share secrets with them, and to spend extra time with them, this has been prohibited so that we do not lose our iman does not become diluted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us correct understanding. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.